It's less jobs, it's less capital investment from us, and importantly, it's not only less money for the provincial treasury, it's less money for communities like the town of Milton. What we did a couple months ago, recognizing we're seeing the data come out of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, where there is online legalized online casino games, where it's a limited market, where there's only a small number of online casinos, one. Two, they must be tied to land-based casinos. And three, the tax rate is favorable to land-based casinos or on par with land-based casinos. Those are the three differences that what Ontario is proposing. We looked at that data, saw that there is significant cannibalization emerging. So we undertook our own independent study, hiring a firm called HLT out of Toronto, asked them to look at this and forecast what would happen. And in short, they have said this model launches the way it's proposed. Ontario casinos could lose up to 30% of their business. So for a place like Elements Casino Mohawk, you know, that's going to mean 140 less jobs. That's going to mean over $2 million a year less paid to the town of Milton. These are, and you know, we employ over 550 pre-COVID at Elements Casino Mohawk, you know, looking forward to reopening on Monday and hopefully putting COVID behind us so we can start that slow rebuild of our business. And in the last couple of years, we've invested $60 million in Elements Casino Mohawk. So there's a lot at stake here, not just for us.